Nesta call themselves the UK Innovation Agency for Social Good. They developed an algorithm that estimates the similarity between over 1,600 jobs based on the skills and work experiences required in each role, which they call a career transition recommendation algorithm. It's got three functions. Firstly, broadening job search horizons. The algorithm can identify a set of viable and desirable jobs into which a worker could potentially move. Given a worker's current role, the viable transitions are those jobs that involve similar skill requirements, education and experience levels. Desirable transitions are a subset of viable transitions and consist of those roles that offer comparable or higher pay to their current role. Secondly, providing tailored advice on upskilling. For an individual worker, the algorithm can perform a skills gap analysis and identify the new skills that they may need to make a successful transition. For groups of workers, the model can identify the skills that would expand their viable transitions. This information can be used by a range of stakeholders, including, they say, careers advisors, employers, policymakers, and local governments, to tailor training and upskilling advice. And thirdly, incorporating the risk of shocks, such as automation and COVID-19. When suggesting transitions, the model can take into account the risk of automation in a destination occupation, as well as the worker's potential exposure to COVID-19. On the former, the model can pinpoint specific tasks that raise and lower automation risks in a given occupation. However, it's not all so hopeful. They say the key finding from their research is that automation risk can be hard to escape. This is because occupations that are high risk of automation tend to require similar skills. As a consequence, at-risk workers who predominantly reside in jobs like sales, consumer service, clerical roles, etc., will require more retraining to find an occupation that's at lower risk. But Nesta do think there are some ways forward. They say insights from this report can be used to make services for skills development and career transitions more responsive to changes in the demand for skills and better tailored to workers whose jobs are at risk. And I suppose in a similar way, the insights from their tool about different jobs and the risk of automation can be used to help vocational education training in planning new programs, both initial and continuing vocational education, and especially the contents of those programs.